Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. And we mentioned and we spoke to Louise McEntee at the start of the programme about her son Liam and that very serious health difficulties he was in a year ago, and the campaign she started this day last year, and he's now back home and improving all the time. Well, Elaine Griffin has contacted us from California, of all places. But Elaine, the reason, and there will be a delay on the line, the reason you're in California is that you are out there receiving treatment for chronic Lyme disease. Tell us what happened, how you ended up in California, and what the treatment is.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, I'm currently out in California at the moment getting 10 weeks of intravenous antibiotic treatment for chronic Lyme disease, which it would appear I've had since I was a young girl, and which remained undetected in Ireland for at least 24 years. So it's been a long road to get to this point, I have to say.
So what is the treatment in California, and what difference do you hope it'll make?
Well, basically, I'm getting a lot of intravenous antibiotic treatment over here. I did go to a clinic in Germany, which a lot of European patients end up going to. But because I've had the disease for so long, I have a lot of complications, and I didn't react too well to the treatment in Germany. So the guys here in America have a lot more experience with complex cases like mine. Mm-hmm. I seem to have a lot of genetic issues that are compounding my problems. So it's great. It's been going really well. I'm on about week 7 now, and I'm tolerating the antibiotics pretty well, which is a good sign, given that the last time I had treatment, I really tolerated about a week, and then I got profoundly ill. So, you know, I'm feeling very positive about it. It's hard going. It's fairly grueling on the system. When you start getting off these bacteria, they release these endotoxins into your system, which really make you feel incredibly ill and exaggerate all of your symptoms. So it's a very grueling treatment protocol to go through.
And you reckon you got you first contracted Lyme disease when you were around 3, when you were bitten by the insect, and or the tick, as they call it. And we've dealt with this before. People have talked about this poppy-sized bite, in terms of, isn't it a bullseye mark that turns up on your
there can be that's only in about up to 50% of cases, unfortunately. You can get a very quintessential sign of a bite is what's known as a bullseye rash, which is like an expanding kind of a ring rash that grows at the size of the bite, but often in some people it's not always at the size of the bite. And that can be a really good indicator, you know, that you've got an infection. Not all ticks carry the disease, obviously, so you can get a tick bite and it's not infected. But, you know, the problem there is that, you know, only 50% or so of people come up with that rash, and about 50% of people who are diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease have no recollection of ever being bitten by a tick. This poppy reference you were making there is more to do with, you know, the tick has about 4 stages in its life cycle, and when it's very small, like a nymph tick, it's known, or a larva tick, it's about the size of a poppy seed. So it's very, very difficult to see it, but it'll still carry all the infective pathogens with it. So that's the problem, you see, and that's why a lot of people wouldn't remember being bitten by a tick, because we think of the big tick you might see in your cat or your dog, you know, that's swelled up with blood. And that would be an adult tick. You know, it's easier to see it, and, you know, it swells up in that way. But in the earlier stage, ticks can be very, very tiny and hard to detect. So
and
that's a big issue.
You've, like, obviously, if you reckon it happened when you were 3, when did you first notice the symptoms? And then when was it first diagnosed?
Well, I was kind of, in my late teens, I was kind of poorly enough. I kept getting, like, septic throats, and, you know, eventually got my tonsils removed after endless antibiotics on that, and then shifted into sinus infections. Just seemed to be constantly battling something all the time. And then when I was 18, I was in my first year in college, and I got a very, very severe dose of glandular fever. You know, and it's not unusual to get glandular fever at that age of your life. Seems to be quite a common thing for teenagers of that age to get. But for me, it was fairly profound. Now, I ended up in hospital twice with it, and I'd really lost a huge amount of weight. And I never recovered properly from that. I never felt like the same person after I had that infection. And really, what I now know is that I had been carrying the pathogen-forming element of Lyme disease known as Borrelia burgdorferi in my system, probably since childhood. And that infection with the glandular fever just tipped the scales over the edge. It suppressed my immune system enough to allow that kind of low-lying bacteria to proliferate and take over. And just that was the beginning of 24 years of ongoing deterioration of my health. And, you know, a lot of increase in symptoms on a, you know, sometimes on a weekly or monthly basis for 24 years. So basically, I have been searching for an answer to what's been wrong with me actively since then. And in the last 10 years, I've been all over the world. I've been to Australia, I've been to India, I've been to Germany, I've been to England, and now I'm out in California. But for the first time, I feel like I'm actually going to get somewhere with this. So that's massive.
And Elaine, how do you fund all this?
Oh, well, it's a total nightmare, Joe. I mean, prior to getting the diagnosis, I was only diagnosed with Lyme disease last November, so just a little over a year ago. And prior to that point, I figured out that I had probably spent close on about €140,000 between everything. I mean, between my health insurance, all health-related stuff, diagnostic tests for these things are epically expensive. So basically, every single penny I was ever making in my whole career or my work, you know, I was just pumping it back in there, apart from a couple of holidays. Most of my holidays had a kind of a illness-related angle to them, you know. And since the Lyme disease diagnosis, I lost a lot of my job there in the cuts back in 2010. I work as a lecturer in the National College of Art and Design, and I was reduced to part-time position. So that was very rough for me to get this diagnosis at that point when actually my finances were in a pretty dire strait. So I did, when I realized I had to come out to America after the German thing didn't really work too good for me. And it's very expensive to go to Germany as well, but just, you know, you can imagine in America, the health thing is just epic. So I actually had to do a fundraising, an online fundraising thing, to try and match some of the money I was managing to put together myself or get from family, you know. So it was just quite an amazing experience, really. I was looking for €10,000 to help towards, I think the whole thing for this 10-week treatment is going to cost me about $30,000 in the end when you take into account accommodation and car rental and, you know, those kind of things, the whole, and flights and whatever. But I managed to get $10,000 and more in 6 days. It was unbelievable, from all these friends and students and people I never met in my life before. I mean, I was absolutely blown away by the generosity of people. But I think it's a very, very sad and difficult situation for people in Ireland.
And do we know, Elaine, do we know many people in Ireland would have Lyme disease? Because there is, one of the big problems is that there's no cure for it. You can get remission and there's different treatments. Mm-hmm. There's no known cure, is there?
No, there's no known cure, and that's really hard because, you know, you have to be consciously aware of this all the time. I mean, I'm hoping this treatment will get my immune system, you know, kill enough of the bacteria off that my immune system starts working itself and manages to keep it at bay. But I'll have to be careful throughout my life. If I got a bad flu or a car crash, even anything that would knock your immune system will allow the bacteria that are remaining in there to get a foothold again. So you have to be very conscious even through your diet and sleep and stress levels and all of these things. So it's very, very difficult. But I think Lyme disease in Ireland is a lot more common than we would come to realise. I mean, in my own direct circle of friends, I think I now know about 5 people who have been diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease. One of the problems is the testing is not great in Ireland, and, you know, people are not aware that the disease exists. And this is why I created this, I wrote this song and created this CD pack, because really, because there's no cure for this disease, prevention and awareness are the only ways forward with this thing. You do not want to get this disease, because the money of it is just horrendous, and the lack of support and awareness around the disease makes you a very isolated person.
And in terms of the treatment and the difference it has made, and you hope it will make.
Yeah, I mean, one thing they find with chronic Lyme disease now is that every single person behaves differently with this, you know, because as you can imagine, we're all unique. We have a unique blueprint genetically, and we have our different weak spots. You know, some people would get, you know, this pathogen basically attacks the connective tissue in the body. So your whole body is made up of connective tissue. So it can attack any single and every single system in your body. But some people will get more symptoms in their neurological system. Some might get more in their, you know, heart, digestion, or, you know, so musculoskeletal problems. So it really depends on people. So I'm very hopeful, but, you know, again, we have to just see how it goes. There's no one fix all, you know, pattern for this. And that's another reason why I'm out in America, because these guys really break it down and come up with individualized treatment protocols. So, you know, that's what I'm at. I've had a lot. I've been very ill since I started this treatment. I've had some extremely excruciating pain from an old car crash injury I have, because the bacteria like to hang out around scar tissue. And I couldn't believe it was not something I had expected, that I would really go through hell now with this old car crash injury. So it just goes to show you where these guys like to hang out in your body, you know?
Yeah. And then the CD, because you are a musician as well, it's called Once Bitten, Twice Shy, Elaine Griffin and the Tickets. but as well as a CD, you have this little safe card. Did you invent this? Who came up with this?
I didn't invent this. The safe card is part of this Lyme Prevention CD pack that I have released. And the safe card is a brilliant invention. This was designed by a guy from Denmark called Bjorn Bagger, and he himself was affected with Lyme disease. And like myself, and it's pretty common with people with Lyme disease, you really feel like you want to do something because there's so little awareness out there. So he was driven to design this amazing little piece of plastic. It's about the same size as a credit card. So the idea of that is it fits in your wallet and you have it at all times with you, or in your purse, or you know where it's going to be. And it's basically got, on one corner, it's got a kind of two-pronged thing, which basically allows you to remove a tick in a safe way. It also has a magnifying glass built into it, and on another corner it has a smaller version of the same two-pronged thing, and that's to take out those, take out those smaller ticks we were talking about earlier. and basically, this piece of plastic could save your life. I mean, the whole thing with Lyme disease, and we have an awful history in Ireland with this. When, you know, back in the day, you'll probably remember yourself, Joe, when people were getting bitten by ticks, the trick was to burn them off with a cigarette butt, or to put Vaseline on them, or smother them in butter. You know, we had all these things that we thought were doing the job. But the reality of the situation is, once you start interfering with the back part of that tick, you are increasing your risks hugely of contracting the disease if that tick is carrying those infective pathogens. So the number one name of the game here is to get that tick out properly, and this card has been scientifically proven to do that. So the CD pack comes with instructions on how to use this card and how to remove a tick, keeping it intact so the head comes out and you don't touch the back part of the tick. And if you do that and you've been bitten by a tick, you have hugely, hugely reduced your risks of getting the disease. And I mean, really, as far as I'm concerned, this is something that every single household needs. We now know that Lyme disease is prevalent in up to 30% of ticks in Ireland. And in some areas, like I'm based over in Westport in County Mayo, but in some areas of Connemara, that goes way up to like over 50% or 60%. We've got some really hot spot areas in the country, some down in Killarney, I think there's some in Wicklow. So, I mean, and, you know, they're saying that the weather patterns with global warming are really allowing ticks to proliferate. You know, so this is something that's going to affect everybody. You can see on the, you're going to know somebody who gets this in the end. Mm-hmm. You can see on the Lyme pack as well, I did all the illustrations for the Lyme pack myself, and you can see there's one of a man watching television, and there's a cat and a dog in the picture. Because another way that people often get Lyme disease is that they don't treat their pets properly with, those tick drops, flea and tick drops. And that's a real issue, because you might not be an outdoor person. You might think, well, I don't go out hiking and I don't play golf and I don't do all those things, so I'm not going to get a tick. But your pets will just transport ticks into your sitting room or your bedroom. If you have your cat and your dog sleeping on your bed, if you don't have them treated properly, they will transport ticks into your home, which can bite you while you're sitting on your couch watching telly.
Okay, and you've set up a website. It's called Elaine. It's a new Elaine Fights Lyme. .com, which is has all that information. It's an incredible amount of information. Are you now the Irish expert on this, Elaine?
No, I am not at all. I mean, we have actually 10% of the sales of this pack are going to TikTok Ireland, which is our Irish awareness and prevention and support group for Lyme disease. And there's some ladies in there, Jenny O'Dea in particular, who is, I would say, our Lyme disease expert. So I'm really trying to help them
raise awareness
with some money, you know, because they're all patients themselves and they're doing this by themselves, and I'm really trying to give them support, because I've received huge support from them, as have all Irish patients. And if you really want to know any more about Lyme disease, you can go onto their website. It's tiktokireland.org. Okay. But the link to that is on my CD pack, which is for sale on that website.
And when do you hope to be back home in the west of Ireland, Elaine?
I'm due to come back on the 19th of December, and then I'll continue my treatment, you know, from home. Really, this period here is about a kind of intensive, you know, kind of bombarding the system with antibiotics. But, you know, I'm looking at really a couple of years of ongoing treatment just to get things back on track, and hopefully that'll do it for me. But it may go on longer. We don't know. It's a step-by-step process, Joe. So really, all I can do is try and warn people of the dangers of this disease and really check for ticks and try not to get it.
Okay.
Get one of these safeguards, have it in your home, and get informed. Really,
well,
and truly,
I hope this
is far more prevalent than we would imagine.
But I hope this treatment makes a difference, Elaine. I really do. I really do. And,
well, thanks, Joe. And thanks so much for letting me come on here.
Thanks for making the call. And I hope you will make it home safely before Christmas, around the 19th. That's Elaine Griffin, and the CD is called Once Bitten, Twice Shy, and it's Elaine Fights Lyme, LYME.com. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.